People in Anchorage, Alaska, were alarmed recently to learn that a neighbor plans to install a nuclear particle accelerator in his home. They were even more surprised to learn that Johns Hopkins University had donated the 20-ton device known as a cyclotron, and that the state had provided the necessary permits. Elizabeth Arnold reports from Anchorage.
First, just what is a cyclotron? It's a machine that emits high-energy beams of particles, such as protons, for the production of radioactive substances. Albert Swank wants to put a cyclotron inside this little yellow house here on a residential street in downtown Anchorage.
Why I want to do it is, very simply, to save 1 hour of suffering from any cancer patient in Alaska. That's the why.
Swank grew up in this house and was a science whiz as a kid, building small model cyclotrons with the help of his father, who died of cancer. Now Swank wants to give something back to Alaska in his father's name. He wants to manufacture isotopes used in PET scans to screen cancer patients and allow school children to watch the process. A PET scan is like a highly detailed X-ray. There's growing demand for the isotopes used in the process, which have a short shelf life and currently come from out of state. Swank wants to meet that demand and cut down the lag time during delivery. He says it's safe.
No, there are no dangers or risk or health hazards to anybody.
And he maintains he should be able to do it where he wants.
One of the strongest constitutional rights issue in the country is the protection of home. The government has no right to quantify what occurs inside the home.
But Anchorage Assemblymember Alan Teshi, who happens to live a few blocks away, has a different view.
If somebody can open up a garage door and shoot out 16 million electron volts of protons, that action takes away from the safety, the security in your neighborhood.
And Teshi is astounded that Johns Hopkins University would give one away without knowing who it was going to and where it was going.
I don't know if they checked out his education, training, and qualifications. I don't know if they looked at his plans to actually locate their machine in a residential neighborhood. How much Johns Hopkins knew, we don't know, and they won't tell us.
But in an interview, university spokesman Gary Stevenson said simply, it's not their job.
All the university has to be is to be satisfied that he has obtained the required regulatory and legal permissions to receive and install the cyclotron, which was done.
The world's highest energy collider, or cyclotron, about 4 miles in circumference, is at the Fermi National Accelerator Lab in Illinois. Don Cosart is the associate head for radiation protection there.
Somebody issued him a permit without knowing what they were doing.
Cosart says cyclotrons are safe, but because they may emit low levels of radiation, they're typically shielded with concrete walls and lead sheets, and there are strict requirements for operation, security, waste disposal, and transportation. Most are operated in highly equipped laboratories or on site in hospitals. So how did Swank get the permits from the state? Dr. Berent Gilley oversees Alaska's radiological health program.
We were unaware that he was intending to install this in a residential area.
Moreover, Gilley says, Alaska law is largely silent on cyclotrons. The technology, once an exotic research tool, now widely used for making isotopes, has outpaced the state's ability to regulate it. In short, Gilley says, there wasn't much to go on. So when the neighbors cried, not in my backyard, the state took another look, pulled the permits, and drafted emergency regulations that for the first time address cyclotrons and anything that can produce radiation. But Assemblymember Teshi wasn't satisfied.
We have an ordinance before the Anchorage Assembly making it very, very clear that cyclotrons of the sort that Mr. Swank wants to insert into our neighborhood have never been legal, are not now legal, and will not be legal in the future.
Which brings us back to Mr. Swank, who's undeterred. He says he still plans to get the device in Baltimore at the end of this month and ship it up here by truck and barge.
I have been determined from the day I was 8 years old. So this is my lifetime focus. This is it. Is it going to happen? Yes, it will happen.
Albert Swank, who says he still aims to operate a nuclear particle cyclotron out of his own home. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage.